Welcome to Smart Parents, Successful Students podcast. I'm your host, Helen Panos. I run a tutoring company for K through 12 students who need help with reading, math, writing, study skills, ACT, SAT, prep, and more. My tutors work both virtually and in person. We specialize in really getting to know your kids and helping them thrive. I was a teacher and leader in a Georgia school system for 25 years. I saw what worked and what didn't. And there are definitely some gaps that teachers can't touch, which is why our tutors are so important. Teachers can only do so much. I'm here to bridge that gap between parents and teachers, to help your kids become successful in school and beyond. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Smart Parents, Successful Students podcast. I'm your host, Helen Panos, and we are back again today. I will say Happy New Year on every one of these sessions, actually, because at this point, I don't know which order season 11 is going to be. So Happy New Year 2024 to everybody. I am here today with another guest, and her name is Angie Weber. Welcome to the show, Angie.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, thank you for coming. I'm glad we met through a podcast collaborative club. So otherwise, we would have never met since you're in Minnesota. So let me introduce you, and then I'll have you tell us a little bit about your journey. So everybody, Angie is the creator of the Parent Toolbox and a host of the podcast Mom Essentials. Definitely, she should talk about that in a little bit, where we can find that. She is on a mission to help break generational parenting cycles. Angie helps parents build their own toolboxes with new strategies and approaches to be more proactive with their kids' health, physically, emotionally, and mentally. Woo, that sounds great. Who doesn't want that, right? So tell us a little bit about your journey to what got you to where you are today, Angie.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you for that intro. So a couple years ago, if anyone remembers 2020, it was kind of a big year for a lot of people. And for me personally, I had went through some hard things in my life at that point, and it really destroyed my mental health. And I, was doing the typical therapy, things like that, but there was still something inside me that was saying, oh, something's not right. And I started realizing like, oh, now I actually have to do all this hard work that I don't want to do because it's uncomfortable in order to really move forward. And so I ended up enrolling in an intensive outpatient treatment for anxiety, depression, and PTSD. And when I was going through that treatment, I started learning all of these foundation pieces of how we could better manage our mental health and our emotions. Because for me personally, I did want to try take a proactive approach to it. I wanted to try take a more natural approach to it. And as I was learning this stuff, I thought, oh my gosh, wow, like why is this the first time I'm learning about this in my 30s when I'm struggling so bad with my mental health? Why do we not know about this when we're younger? Like, why are we not teaching this in schools? And so at the time, and I still educate on these, but I did an essential oil class called the Parent Toolbox. And it was all about bringing some of these therapeutic concepts in with more natural, holistic options to bring into our home. And after the class, so many of the parents who attended said, wow, geez, I wish I knew about this before. Or why aren't they teaching this in school? Or even an empty nester who said, gosh, I really wish I would have had these tools when my kids were younger, because they probably think all I did was yell. And so many of us parents deal with that, of that guilt and that shame of, oh, what are my kids going to think of when they're older and about their childhood? And so that was really the creation of the Parent Toolbox, was, hey, we need to get this information out there to parents so that we can A, change those generational cycles that we've been handed down, because so many of us parent like our parents did, and they parent like their parents did, and they parented like their parents did, and it just gets handed down. But in the world that we live in today, those strategies just don't work anymore. And so just really on a mission to change those conversations through parent coaching and education and my podcast, Mom Essentials, so we can change generations.
Oh, wow. Cool. Yes, that's important to change generations of all of this that is going around right now and affecting kids, parents, everybody.
Oh, we definitely remember 2020. That'll go down in history. So tell us, what is the number one thing that parents should do when big emotions happen?
Yeah, so many times clients come to me and they say, "Well, my kid is doing this or my kid is doing that. How do I get them to stop? How do I get them to change?" And really, the change starts with us. And so, as parents, we need to start learning how to manage our emotions and really understanding how to express them in safe and healthy ways if we want our kids to understand them, because we are their model for life. And I always say, you don't need a mirror, you just need a child, because they are going to be able to show you the good, the bad, and the ugly, even when we don't want to see it. So, it really starts with us as the parents of rewiring a lot of the things that we were told as children, because. And I always say too, to preface, that we never want to put shame on our parents, because again, they did the best with the tools that they had. And now we can look back and say, oh, maybe I need some different tools, because a lot of us grew up hearing, don't be angry. Why are you yelling? You shouldn't be upset about that. Don't be sad. Don't let people see you cry. And what that did was make us really shove our emotions down and suppress them. So when they come up at a later age, we start thinking, ooh, this is really uncomfortable. I don't want to deal with this. And then we're very reactive. So instead, we need to take a pause and start really tuning into our body when we're starting to get frustrated or triggered by things happening in our home or by the things that our kids are doing. So we can start developing those safe, healthy coping skills like breathing or going on a walk or just stepping outside for a temperature change. So we can start developing those to better regulate ourselves. So then our kids are seeing that and they can start regulating themselves a lot better as well.
Yeah. Wow. I tell you what, it's definitely trying times right now, and any tools and strategies, I'm glad you're calling it a toolbox, because that's exactly what parents need, is to reach in and, hey, what can I use right now? I mean, our
Yeah.
parents, I don't know about yours, but my parents, I mean, they were older, long gone now, but they didn't have, I don't know, they didn't have the all the drama and the social media and all this other noise outside as much to deal with, right? All the technology, it's good and it's bad. but with the good comes the bad. And so there's a lot of noise, and you really do need to have strategies and a toolbox to reach into, because I don't feel like, I don't know, maybe my mom did in her own little way. It wasn't as obvious, but if I think back now, maybe so. I mean, I'm thinking she did, but not the way parents need to today. And we know a lot of women are working, so they're busy. They're being moms and they're career moms,
Special message from Dynamis Learning Academy. Sarah did well on her SATs in every area except math, which she had scored 200 out of 800. Her mother struggled to find a program to help Sarah with the area she struggled in. She came to Dynamis Learning Academy and we set up an individual program customized for her so it would help her increase her score. When she took the test again, she increased her score by 400 points. If your child is struggling with SAT or ACT prep and you know they will benefit from individual support, connect with us at Dynamis Learning Academy. We can be reached at 770-282-9931. Thank you.
What tools can a parent use with their children to help them manage their emotions better?
So one of the things that I love to educate on is called the window of tolerance. And so really, and you can find a lot of great videos about this. Dan Siegel is the one who coined this, but really it's a way to figure out when we're in our sweet spot of emotions and when we're getting outside of our sweet spot of emotions. So I like to tell people, pretend that you're standing in front of a window, you're standing up confident, and this is where we're in our sweet spot. So we can see, the colors of the trees outside. We can hear the birds chirping. We can maybe smell the dew on the grass, whatever it is. Now, throughout the day, little things are going to happen. We're not always going to be in that perfect mass state because that's not the human experience. But what we really want to pay attention to is when we start getting outside of those sweet spots, like to the extreme, where we're going into our fight or flight. And when we go our freeze. And so that can sound really easy, but like I said, we suppressed a lot of stuff when we were kids. So now when they're coming up, we're like, oh, this is really uncomfortable. I don't like being uncomfortable. So we can start doing check-ins with ourselves when we're feeling aggravated. So there's five different areas we can look at. We can just ask ourselves really quickly, what body sensations am I having? Like, where is it coming up in my body? Is my stomach fluttering? Is my heart racing? Also, what body movements do I have? Do I feel like I need to fidget my legs, or do I feel really like frozen and heavy where I couldn't move? What thoughts are coming in, and how fast? Are they negative thoughts? Are they coming in really fast? Are they coming in slow where you can't really process them? Mm-hmm. What emotions are coming up? If you can start identifying those, am I angry? Am I frustrated? Am I sad? And then also the five senses, like what senses are heightened and what senses are dulled? Because if you think about it, like when we're in a really like aggravated state, sometimes like the littlest sound could just set us off versus in everyday normal life when we're in that sweet spot, right? So we want to kind of take into account those different things, because once we start becoming aware and identifying those things that are sending us into one of the extremes on the window of tolerance, we can start being proactive about it and start understanding the different tools we can use to handle those triggers better or to eliminate them completely. And then again, tools can be like breathing. It can be the 5-4-3-2-1 technique. It can be writing or journaling. I mean, it doesn't have to be a long, big thing. It can be super quick and simple, because that's what we need as parents. We don't need a 10-step kind of guide on how to get us back to our sweet spot. We just need these little practical tools that help us to get us back into a calmer state of mind.
Yeah, that's great. So what can I do as a parent, if a parent's asking you, if big emotions get the best of them, meaning the parent and the child, actually?
Yeah, because emotions are like dominoes. So once one person has it in the house, it's really easy to see it go throughout the whole house as well.
That's true.
Yeah. Through the work that I do, I always say there's no perfect parents. It's not about perfection. It's about empowerment, because someone came to me one time and they said, I'm just so worried I'm going to mess up. And I was like, you're going to. Like, I still mess up. Everyone still mess ups. We're human. And that is so good for our kids to see, is that we mess up sometimes and we do have our emotions take over sometimes. Now, we don't want them to all the time, but it's going to happen. So if something happens and an emotion gets big, and let's say that, you know, I freak out at my kids because I told them to do something and they didn't do it, and I kept having to repeat myself and my emotions got the best of me. The best thing we can do after we are in a more calm state is go back and repair. And one simple little language term that I love to share with parents is use the word and instead of but. So don't go to your kids afterwards and say, I'm really sorry that, you know, I got upset, but I still love you, or you know, something like that. Go, I'm really sorry that I got upset and I still love you. Using that and gives weight to both. It could be, I'm sorry that I yelled and next time I'm going to try to do this instead. Or I know that I got angry and I still want to hear what you were trying to tell me. And so going back and just doing that little repair can create a huge ripple effect for your communication, your bond, and just your relationship with your children. Because most of the time us adults are like, oh gosh, we messed up, but I don't want my kids to think that I'm a mess up and I'm just going to pretend it didn't happen. So we're just going to sit here in this awkwardness and I'm just not going to say anything. But going and addressing it is going to help tenfold as you go on in the future as well, for that relationship.
Yeah, that's cool. I like that. I'm going to have to try that with my husband too when I'm saying something.
Oh gosh, I do it all the time. Like, I love you and I need a little bit of way right now.
I like that. That's really good. I'm going to have to remember that. That's called I use the word when I'm teaching grammar, fanboys, and that's the coordinating conjunctions for and, nor, but, or, yet. So yeah, I have to think about it. Anyway, so I'm like, yeah, and you're going to use a conjunction, right? Because they like to do just short, choppy sentences. So funny. Tell us how people can reach you. You are on Instagram and Facebook under the Parent Toolbox, right?
Correct. They can go follow me, like you said, on Facebook and Instagram at The Parent Toolbox. You can also go to my website called theparenttoolbox.info. And you can find my podcast, Mom Essentials, on my website or on Spotify, Apple, or Amazon Music.
Ah, cool. I was going to ask you about that podcast. So you gave the answer. Terrific. So you have a offer for our guest today?
Absolutely. What they can do is they can go to my website, theparenttoolbox.info, and they can sign up for a free 30-minute parent discovery call. And what this call is we are going to dig into your biggest issue right now you feel like you're having with your parenting, and you're going to walk away with two or three tools that you can start implementing right away.
Cool. Awesome. I can't wait to do that myself. I like to jump on my guests as a discovery call. Well, not maybe do a call, but get a toolbox, a checklist, or whatever you're offering. So, well, great. Thank you very much, Angie, for joining us and, you know, sharing your knowledge with everybody and all the parents. This is awesome. I love that my guests come on and provide such great value to parents, other parents, and you yourself are a parent, right? You have twins.
I do, 9 years old. So they have taught me a lot so far.
No, I'm sure. And they will continue to do so.
Yes. The next couple of years are going to be interesting.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of great content, right?
I'm a middle school teacher of 20 something years. So I can tell you the fun is yet to come. Well, thank you again for joining us. And everyone, I hope you have a great rest of your day. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to Smart Parents, Successful Students podcast. I hope this episode has been insightful and inspirational. Wherever you're listening, be sure to go ahead and subscribe to get the next episodes and to join our email list by going to www.dynamislearningacademy.com/podcast/. Also, it would warm my heart if you reviewed the podcast on Spotify and shared it with your community. And remember, I believe that every child would benefit from getting extra support outside the classroom, whether they are struggling or are part of an advanced or gifted program, because teachers just can't do it all. Please connect with me about our K-12 tutoring, SAT or ACT prep classes, and writing workshops to help your child excel in school. I can be reached through email at helen@dynamislearningacademy.com or by phone at 770-282-9931. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.